Oh, God. Brian in New York. Brian.
Yes, hello?
What's up, Brian?
Are you guys aware that in New Year's Eve, a house in Chicago got shot?
Wait, a house in Chicago got shot?
Yeah.
How do you shoot a house?
Excuse me? They shot at a house because there were a bunch of gay men in there.
Yep.
And that's not the shocking part of the story, because we know we live in a very homophobic country, you know.
Right.
The shocking part was that they interviewed the neighbors, and they all say, good, they had it coming because they were all gay.
Well, that's terrible.
And they were also happy that they got shot.
That's terrible.
And they were sorry that they didn't kill anyone.
All right, here's the deal, though. Like, all right, if I was gay, I would go live in a tolerant neighborhood. That would be my first goal in life. Like, I'm going to go live somewhere where...
Find Gayville.
Find Gayville, USA. Yeah.
Now, so you said...
Because until
why
we...
Why do we have to be in a ghetto, you know?
I didn't say you have to... What?
To police you? I mean, why don't you always...
Hey, Brian, did I say go live in a ghetto? Is that where gay people are living?
Word, but you can call somebody... why don't you call yourselves breeders?
Brian, he didn't say that. Your little stupid accent is interfering with your hearing.
No,
he didn't say that.
N-word. You called the N-word.
He didn't say the ghetto.
No problem saying the F-word.
Excuse me.
No, we could say faggot, but I think they dump that when we say the N-word.
You cannot say that word.
I just did.
We can.
No, because you're condoning...
In context,
against gay men.
Oh, stop it! In the proper context, you can use it. Don't you know that word has two meanings? Don't you know that word has two meanings? Hey, Brian.
Brian. It's okay.
Brian, don't you know that word has two meanings? Why can't we have a conversation here? Do you know that word has two meanings? Do you?
We live in America.
Yep.
People, they don't even know squat. You know, please. Now you're gonna tell.
Fine. We live in an America where you're allowed to speak your mind. You're allowed to use free speech.
You can say these words.
You know that using free speech means to be allowed to say the most awful things.
If you have real talent, you will never have to go to use this word.
Oh boy, real talent.
Wait,
and don't you realize somebody else will call up and say that if you had real talent, you wouldn't have to use this word or that word or the other word. And before you know it, there's no words left to use.
And Brian, we have real talent because you're listening to the show. You chose to listen to us over all the garbage out there.
See, Brian, we couldn't call you a faggot. That's like hate speech, I guess they would say.
Put something in your mouth so you stop talking for 30 seconds?
Yeah, just shut up for a minute.
Seconds.
For a second. See, I can't call you a faggot. That would be what I would consider some kind of hate speech, and they would have to dump out of it and stuff like that. But I could say, Jimmy wasn't hanging out last night when he said he was going to hang out. Well, he was being a faggot about it. It's got two meanings.
Well, some of the gay community wants that meaning taken away.
And how come queer used to be bad until you guys started using it, and now it's fine?
That's right. Okay. And by the way, isn't shooting at the back door, isn't that kind of a gay thing anyway?
Okay,
that might not have been a hate crime. That might be a misprint.
I'm not waiting for that F.
What?
I say at Washington, say, I'm not going to be waiting for that F anymore.
Hey, Brian, where are you from, by the way? Where's that accent from?
What does it matter? What does it matter where I'm from?
Why don't you just answer it?
You always have to ask where somebody's...
Just answer it.
Out of curiosity, I'm trying to figure out your accent.
I'm a citizen of the world.
Oh, shut up.
You're also a faggot.
Shut up, because... You know,
see, now that'll get dumped.
You know, and besides, a company has a policy, and I say I broke that policy.
Shut up.
Brian, where are you from?
He had to go to a sensitivity camp.
You're a sensitivity camp.
Camp.
Oh. Yes,
you will be kept together when you get to the sensitivity camps.
You are condoning hate crime. That's
what
you're
stupid.
Doing. Every time you use that word.
It's a hate crime.
Especially teenagers.
Teenagers.
Nice, supple, young boy teenagers.
Teenagers.
I love the hairless teenagers.
Yeah, you
rub the bodies, the teenagers.
Monday, Tuesday,
Thursday, Friday, teenagers.
That's what you're doing.
You sound like Michael's wife. Yeah. Hey, Apollonia, shut up.
Apollonia. Why don't you start the car, you dope?
Or just wrap your lips around the tailpipe.
We're breeders or breathers?
What?
Oh, please.
I'm a citizen of the world.
I'm a citizen of the world.
We're breeders? Is that what you call straight people?
I'm a citizen of the world.
You never even heard that word?
I don't breed. I'm not breeding. I'm not
breed.
Having kids.
I aim for the hair.
Right. There's no baby coming out of that.
For. That's all you're good for, and you're not even breeding. So.
Do you have little Tweety birds?
What kind of little birds do
what
you have?
What kind of birds you got?
Excuse me?
What kind of birds do you got?
You have a cockatoo?
What does it matter?
Is it a cockatoo?
We're trying to get to know you, Brian, so then maybe we can understand your faggoty lifestyle.
If he's a gay man, you're going to get bitch slapped.
We want to know you. We want to get to know you a little better.
We want to get to know you, Brian, so maybe we have a little more tolerance. Tell us what effing bird you got in the background.
What kind of bird you have?
I'm talking about a serious matter.
Yes, what kind of, just tell it.
What?
Oh, stop cursing.
That's actually his roommate yelling from the next room.
What kind of birds do you have in the background?
I'm telling you, I mean, you really are very ignorant.
Young lady.
You really need to.
What is it? Is it a can Harry?
I mean, you don't even know what I'm talking about because you're not a gay man to begin with.
Young lady.
Brian, do you know that? Brian, do you know that this gay guy's calling up now saying, shut the F up? They hate you.
You're ruining the whole gay community.
You really are. But you can't tell us what accent that is. You can't tell us what birds are in the background.
Yeah, young lady, you're not being very conversational, miss.
What?
You're not being very conversational, young lady.
Right.
Who has to be conversational when I'm talking to you guys?
That's what I'm saying, miss.
What kind of birds do you have in the background? It's a simple question.
All we want to know.
What do you answer first? What kind of person are you?
Brianna, just answer the question.
What kind of person am I? I'm an honest person.
That's right.
I live in reality.
In reality.
That's right. Reality, I realize that people do use these words and will continue using these words even if we do attempt to ban them.
To insult minorities.
Oh,
what a man.
Steve
oh,
from Bayshore suggesting.
What a man.
Oh, yeah. Make fun of minorities.
Ooh, Steve from Bayshore is suggesting he owns swallows.
He owns swallows.
That's so funny. You have so much talent. You know?
What do you think of that, faggot?
Well, you can
shut up, bleach breath. I'm not finished laughing at my friend's joke.
That's right.
Shut up, bleach breath.
We just got to laugh at your expense. How does that feel, Brian?
If you're an honest man, you will accept the fact that you are condoning hate crime.
What does condoning mean?
What's a condoning? Teenager.
Teenager.
Teenager condoning hate to speech.
That's what you're doing.
Your speech pattern stinks.
Your speech pattern is awful, which means you've moved to the country. Definitely, you weren't born here. Yes. You became a citizen, and you don't really understand what America is all about yet.
Yeah, you're not a citizen
and
of the
you
world.
Do.
You're
and
a
you
twit.
Do.
I think I know a little more than you. You don't even understand what this country is based on, which is free speech, which means being able to say some horrific things.
You know what being American is,
limp-wristed,
right?
Ricky Ricardo.
Oh,
I love Louie.
You're a white man, and you are fucking
Club Bob up and down. Shut up, lady. We're laughing.
Yeah, shut
Bob
up.
Bob on Lou. Bob on Lou.
Oh, wow, you're really funny, man.
You know what?
Keep going, monkey.
Oh, monkey, ooh. Yeah, we know we're funny. You should see the instant feedback. You should see the pal talk. You should see the phones, Brian. A lot of people are finding us funny.
Clown.
What?
Wake up at 5 in the morning every day and make me laugh, okay?
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Hey, Brian.
As long as you're laughing, sweetie.
Hey, Brian.
I'm a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. I get up at 5 and I'm a millionaire for saying poopy jokes. How does that make you feel, faggot?
That's
yeah.
Right.
How do you like them apples,
you're
sweet potato?
God.
How do you like
you're
that? God. How do you like that, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
You know I don't even prepare for this crap, and they just back up the money truck. They back up the money truck, and they go, well, here you go. I don't understand why they keep sending you money, but here's the latest load. At least my load is freaking cash, cold hard cash.
Here comes the truck.
You're collecting
get
other loads, sir.
Up.
You guys are really funny.
You're collecting
thank
other
you.
Loads. How does that make
just
you
keep,
feel?
Just keep listening, sweetie pie. That's all that matters.
I don't care. You can have all the money you want.
That's a good
Hey, Brian, we have a theory on this show, and we break that theory all the time, but it is true. When you say you don't care, it means you really care.
Really, really care.
We're getting under your skin.
Why would I
You and your little Tweety birds in the background.
I hope your birds I hope your birds die of some type of a gas leak, like Venus gerolitis. I hope your birds die accidentally, stupid. I hope they tip over on the little newspaper.
You can keep hoping all you want, but I'm not going anywhere.
What kind of birds do you have?
Yeah, what kind of birds do you have?
Tell us what kind of birds.
Sweetie.
We heard him tweeting in the background.
Yeah. It's a cock, if you want to know.
What kind of birds, sweetie? Don't try to be funny. Just be what you are. See, just be a young lady with birds. What kind of birds?
Yeah, Brian.
Lady.
Keep the jokes, though. Let us do the joke.
Is it a cockatoo?
Yes.
No, it's just a big cock for you.
Stop with the joke. That's getting dumped out of. Yeah, see, Brian.
You're getting all...
Another person suggesting it's a vulture just waiting.
We'll stick with the jokes. You stick with disappointing father. He's made that sound before, hasn't he?
Is that all you have?
Huh?
Do you have anything better than that?
Honestly, you gave us 15 minutes of material, so, Brian, I thank you today.
Yes, you did. You're a good girl.
Welcome.
And the phones are lit. People are all over the place.
People are chuckling.
You know what? And gay guys are chuckling.
Yes, and you're still condoning hate crimes.
Shut up.
Never.
Whatever, man.
We love the gays. We love the gays.
Dude, yes, we made it very simple. You should be able to say whatever the hell you want in America. You should be able to look at someone and call them whatever the hell you want. And there's consequences, like Anthony said, for doing that. That's how it works.
Young lady, people are talking. Stop interrupting.
Now, go feed your birds Robert and Reed.
Brian, you should be embarrassed that you need society. You need society to tell other people not to use these hurtful words. You should be embarrassed.
Shut up, stupid. I hope your birds die of a gas leak. I said it before, and I'll say it twice.
Exactly. It's that good.
F-word?
Huh?
If you say F-word, at least you know that it's not right.
No,
it's fine.
That you send.
It's fine. If I call Than a faggot for not coming out last night, that's fine.
Not coming out, good terminology.
Coming out, well, you know what I mean.
Right now, Brian is wearing a skirt and, like, Shirley Temple patent leather shoes.
Dare to dream.
Yes, like a Yankee jersey.
Yeah, you wish. Yeah.
What's the problem, Brian? What's the problem?
Yeah, why the hostility?
Why the anger? You listen to our show, so you find us funny.
Yes, but why are you so obsessed about using one word?
We're not obsessed. It just came up today.
We use all the words.
Because I see so many hate crimes. You know, you just pick up an Advocate magazine. Just read it once.
I used to read The Advocate. We used to read it as a goof. Me and my brother would read that and go, oh, my God, look at this ad. Look at what this guy's looking for. A jackhammer.
I'll be honest. I pick up The Advocate because I like reading the police blogs.
What?
See, we've all read The Advocate.
Yeah, you know.
How many times in your life?
Brian, I have a subscription to The Advocate. I've said that many times on this show.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, yes. I said that
50 times.
We like reading the police blogs, so just in case people didn't hear
you
that.
You're talking about that house in Chicago that got shot, right?
No, I
think it's funny that a house got shot, okay?
Yes, and ignorance is all over.
How many bullets did it take before the house fell over?
No, it got shot because they wanted to kill gay men.
That's not true. They interviewed that guy. He hated aluminum siding. He was aluminum siding phobic.
Right.
It was so funny. They probably even had a video of this.
Here's the problem.
What's a video?
That house was wrong.
It's so funny to kill gay men.
Brian, the problem with the house is there were two big round things at the bottom of the chimney, and nobody in the neighborhood liked it. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bub.
That's not what the neighbor said.
Hey, Brian, you need to listen to Man Town. That's more your radio show.
Go to Man Town.
Go to Man Town.
That's what all the neighbors say. So what do they expect?
Brian, so you need the rest of society and the government to protect you because you can't protect yourself? Is that what you're saying?
Well, when
do you need to be cuddled? Do you need America to kind of just hold you close and protect you, or can you handle yourself?
I don't influence millions of people like you do,
dude.
So for you, it's very easy,
dude. Here's the difference. We talk to black guys about the N-word, and they're embarrassed that there's other people out there trying to ban the N-word. They're like, look, we can take care of ourselves. If a white dude comes up to me and calls me the N-word, there's going to be a problem. But you need the government to take away the F word.
We cannot even get married. So it's like, I mean, if they're already comfortable.
See, we're all for that.
That is very good.
But you're
we're
so for the gay
stupid.
Marriage.
We're all for gay marriage.
Don't even get married.
We're all for gay marriage on this show. What's the problem?
Yeah, because you should be able to suffer like we do.
Now that's a funny joke, right?
You see, Brian, you don't listen. We are for gay marriage, and we've said that many times. Although I lied, I've never read The Advocate in my life.
And a little advice to the gay guys. A little advice to the gay guys out there: invent your own stuff. Invent your own stuff. Invent something that is comparable to marriage.
Almost marriage.
Exactly. Almost marriage.
What?
Exactly.
You guys are talking at the same time. I cannot even hear you.
Yeah, no, you're talking at the same time.
No, you've just been babbling the whole time.
You just go off and blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 bang, bang, bang.
Exactly. Every time somebody says,
bang, bang, bang. Blah, blah, blah.
You are like a bitch.
Bang, bang, bob. Blah, 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 bang, bang, bob.
You're the bitch in the relationship, right?
Bang, bang, bob.
Are you the bitch in the relationship because you talk so much? You're just like, blah, 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 blah.
So now you give relationship advice?
Yeah, so you're like the girl.
Bang a bang bob. Bob a bob. Bang a bang bob. Bob a bob. Bob a bang a bang bob.
Yeah, I mean, the big sluts are going to give me relationship advice.
See?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Obviously, you're the power bomb because you're used to talking.
Can you carry a trophy without using your hands? Give me those ribs, you. Clink, clink.
Are you a sloppy party bottom? What would you be considered in the gay community? A sloppy party bottom, power top? Are you a twink? Are you a bear? What else did we?
What are you?
A cub?
Are you a cub?
I'm just me, man. You want to put labels and more labels?
We love labels in America.
People. Labels are cool.
That makes you feel comfortable.
Yes. Like you're irritating. That's a good label.
Yeah, it's a label.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You think every straight man is butch?
Is what?
No.
No, that's what we're asking you.
Assuming that every gay man is a CC.
So what? No.
I don't know what a CC is.
A CC.
What's a CC?
Yeah,
CC.
Dude, slab. If a gay man. Is
dude,
a gay
we
man,
never said every gay guy is a sissy. Trust me.
Or a CC.
Or a CC.
I never said CC for anything.
A container.
A teenager. We're not stupid. We know every gay guy is not a sissy.
Absolutely. Plenty of gay guys are not CCs.
Okay.
All we have to do is look at our own Steve, and we know that.
Right.
Well, absolutely.
Steve will kick anyone's ass in here.
And he's no
and
CC.
And then had it.
Bob, 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 bang, a bang, bob.
If you guys have good material, you didn't have to go there.
Yeah.
That is the only truth.
Well, all right, Brian. Au revoir.
Can you send a picture of yourself? I'm just curious as to what you look like. Mm. Shirtless is preferred.
Yeah.
Not for gay reasons.
What?
What's that?
Are you going to give me tricks or something?
No, I'm not going to do it.
What do you want that picture for? Are you going to fix me with one of your friends?
No, I just want to look because I'm doing like this research project, so I just want to kind of look. If you can, I mean, nude is okay, but just above the waist.
Yeah.
Above the waist?
Yeah, I just want to see if you have good abs and stuff.
With your birds.
Below the waist scares you or something?
No, send that. I just have to send it on the air. You can send the whole below the waist thing. I mean, I promise I won't look at it.
Greg from Canada wants to know if Brian would be more comfortable with the term uppity queer. Shut up and let us enjoy our laugh at your expense.
Hey,
Brian.
Snossages Gobbler, could you give us 30 seconds to enjoy?
Yeah, we want to enjoy ourselves.
Can you tell your audience how the word started?
By the way,
I know how it started.
By the way, that...
How? How did it start?
What word?
What does it really mean?
What word?
The F word.
Faggot?
Yeah.
It means a bundle of sticks.
Yep.
No.
Yes,
that's
it does.
What it means.
Yes, it does.
It means a bundle of sticks. I used to look it up as a kid and giggle like bundle of sticks.
What did you used to do with a bundle of sticks?
No, but the way it became used in a homosexual.
The way it became.
Exactly. That's what you're.
No.
Implying. No.
You use it.
All right.
No, Brian, you're lying. You're lying.
You wish I was dead.
All right.
The way it happened.
That's what you're doing.
Wasting.
Is when there was a gay guy around, you go, hey, faggot. That's the way it was.
Ah,
get bad, get.
Yeah, you're implying all those people who were killed, you know, especially in the Holocaust.
Oh, it had nothing to do with
the
burning.
Holocaust?
What?
Dude.
Well, there were many, many homosexuals were also killed.
Were
you listed all the people that were killed at the Holocaust. I think the gays would be way at the bottom of the list.
Exactly.
Well.
Yeah, we're at the bottom of the chain, of the food
chain.
You're
at the bottom of everything. Give me those ribs, you.
And you think that
Brian, we gotta take a break. We could hang out with you all day.
Yes.
If you want, you could be the rest. You can call up and we'll just do this all day.
No, that's not the point.
You played right into our hands today, Brian. Right into our hands.
Loved your call today, Brian. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Wipe that egg yolk off the front of your front of your shirt.
Yeah. It's not egg yolk. It's something else.
I know, it's stupid. No, that was the joke.
We were getting at. Yeah. Oh, my God. You have no sense of humor, my friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the real crime here. You don't know how to laugh or you don't have a sense of humor.
That's not egg yolk. That's something else.
Oh.
Teenager. Sissy.
Do you know that two Jews own a bar and they walked into it?
Mm.
Okay, good.
And then did the business.
Oh, guys, you know, I mean, it's like, I mean, you should really find out about that word, the history of that word.
No,
I don't need the history of every word. Absolutely. I don't need to know the history of every word.
And, Brian, why do you think we do radio? We didn't feel like, reading books in school.
You know why?
Books are for queers.
That's right. Learning is for queers. We'll keep the learning to people like yourself there, Brian.
No. If you know,
good luck educating America. Good luck turning everybody around. It's never going to happen.
Well,
as much as the
turn around half the people he's with.
As much as the PC police out there are attempting it, it's never going to happen. You're not going to change human nature.
You get a lot more flies with honey than you will with daddy's roommate.
So long, Brian. So long.
Bye-bye. Stay in touch.
We got to take a break, Brian. We gave you a lot of time. Yeah. We enjoyed chatting.
We did. We gave him a lot of time.
Don't be so huffy.
I don't know what his birds were.
He's so huffy.
He is huffy.
So where are you from? I'm a citizen of the world.
Citizen of the world, huh?
Nuts.
Citizen. Where are you from? Planet Earth, okay.
Oh, you said CeCe.
Oh, man.
CeCe.
You're never going to change people's thinking.
He wouldn't stop yapping.
You could ban that word, and guess what? People that aren't for that lifestyle, they're going to come up with another word. Then you're going to ban that word, and it'll just continue.
They don't even have a good word to work with. Like, they say ban the F word, and the F word's already taken.
Right.
That word's already... If you say the F word to somebody, they're not thinking faggot. They're thinking the...
Frunkus.
Frunkus.
See what's happening?